Welcome to Listeners' Voices. This is your host or co-host, Francis, and I have today with me a visitor. My co-host for the day is...
Seneca, your co-co-host.
The co-co-host. Fran is away for the day, and I am doing the show with my daughter, Seneca, who is visiting from Los Angeles.
Hello.
Nice to have you here, honey.
Thank you for having me.
So we have a show which we submit prompts for, and we solicit responses from our listeners so that we can air their voices and have a dialogue or participation in this community that we're having here. This week we've put out a prompt, gratitude, reciprocity, community. What do they mean to you, and can you weave the three concepts together? We have some really good responses from the usual suspects, Richmond, Patrick, Becky, Fran, and Seneca and I will ad-lib a little bit in between. But we've got a full show for you today and some songs requested therefrom.
To kick off the show, we're going to start with Gratitude by Becky.
Thank you.
This is Becky in Two Harbors. The prompt this time is gratitude, reciprocity, and community. What I thought of putting those together is KTWH itself. Having a community radio station is a great benefit to the community for entertainment and information that is local and relevant and just a genuine good time. And having a community radio station depends on the support of the community. It really is a reciprocal relationship. And I, for one, am very grateful for Fran and the team of people at the beginning who put it together and put in an awful lot of work to make it happen, and the current team of volunteers who keep KTWH going. Thank you all. Even this program, Listeners' Voices, is an example of reciprocity, that by sharing our stories, we get to have this really cool radio program of hearing from other voices. So I just encourage everyone to send in your responses and keep this Listeners' Voices strong and even more interesting. Thank you.
This is Francis, and I'm going to read what I've found on the walls here in the radio station, written by Peter Berger. Community Radio, the improbable team that is. Much of the satisfaction of being on the KTWH team comes from appreciating the astonishing improbability that such a marvelously heterogeneous group of interesting and differently skilled people could coalesce out of the ether to cooperatively build and operate something wonderful that no smaller subset of us could possibly have achieved. Sometimes feeling like a cog in a machine is wonderful. KTWH resident computer whiz, Peter Berger, August 20th, 2019. And under that it says, "Dearest volunteers, the staff, board, and management of this humble radio machine want all of us, you, who serve as its valuable cogs, to understand that we are utterly grateful for the gift of your participation and investment of time and psychic energy in these endeavors, and that, like Peter, we all appreciate the astonishing improbability of this partnership. May we all continue to work together with respect for our different paths and find satisfaction in embracing the surprises and challenges that arise every day in conducting this community service that is KTWH." I was very impressed by that, and it's pasted to the studio wall. along with a lot of other notes here and there. There's true personality here. And on that note, if you would like to be a part of KTWH, come on in. Have a conversation with us. If there isn't somebody here at the time, you can leave a voicemail message. There are small jobs, large jobs. You could be as unlikely as I was to be on the radio. Have your own voice on the radio. And if that doesn't suit you, like I said, there's tons of other jobs to be had. And this is a fun community. This is a good group of people. And I'm thankful, grateful, that they've included me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Becky, for your gratitude for this show and the radio station. We really appreciate you for being such an avid contributor. After that, I read from a sign that's here in the radio station by Peter Berger and his homage to the people who put this whole radio station together. And it's very heartfelt. After that, we heard Sly and the Family Stone. Thank you for letting me be myself.
And here's our next submission from Fran.
Gratitude and reciprocity. Yes, it all feeds community in a wider sense, but I'm going to treat them very literally, concretely. In contemplating our capitalist consumption-driven society and our propensity to treat our living and life-supporting surroundings, animal, vegetable, mineral, water, as commodities rather than relatives and fellow travelers, I sometimes consider the things I am grateful for that are most often taken for granted by my fellow consumers. Possibly the thing I am most grateful for is matches. Living in a northern climate, much of our year requires our dwellings to be heated, or at least they are a lot more tolerable if heated. The fuel is there, growing all around me. I am self-sufficient in providing my own heat, with hand tools if need be, but it hasn't come to that yet. And ultimately, if I bothered to learn how to start a fire by friction with two dry sticks, which a lot of Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts used to do, even matches wouldn't be required. They are just one more convenience that saves us time and trouble, but a pretty basic one for which I am grateful many times a day. Besides lighting the fire in my wood stove, they light my propane lights, the burners on my propane cooking stove, and candles. They were apparently invented in 1826, not even 200 years ago. Think what a gift they would have been to the millennia of cave people and everyone else up to 1826. How often have you considered your gratitude for the gift of matches? The other modern commodity for which I am especially grateful is toilet paper. This one, too, is not an absolute necessity. There are alternatives, especially large-leaf aster, otherwise known as lumberjack toilet paper, growing prolifically in our woods in the summer, but which is best used freshly picked, thus suffers from a limited season of use. There is sphagnum moss, which can be dried and stored. I have used the aster many times during my woods travels. The underside of its large leaves is covered with short, soft fuzz, certainly more comfortable, if somewhat less absorbent, than dried, presumably scratchy sphagnum moss, which I have not had the occasion, or shall I say the desperation, to use yet. People's appreciation for toilet paper took a sudden leap in consciousness during the early COVID months, when fights were breaking out in the paper product aisles of grocery stores over the fast dwindling supply of this near necessity. Not everyone lives in proximity to northern woods and sphagnum bogs. Not that it would even occur to the vast majority of those anguished combatants to seek out such alternatives. But they should be grateful for the mere existence of this modern convenience. It has been around for even less time than matches. Only in 1857 were medicated sheets marketed for hemorrhoids. Not until 1890 were rolls of toilet paper sold for everyday use. Of course, there is an alternative to all this, which has not become common in our country yet. I was recently invited by a neighbor, when I stopped by to drop something off, to come see their toilet. Not something one is invited to do every day. But it was a big deal, since they had been living with an outhouse for the last 30-plus years. And it wasn't just a toilet. It was a toilet with a bidet. Like many Africans, bypassing the landline telephone stage and leaping directly into cell phone technology, these neighbors had gone from the outhouse and toilet paper era to the beyond TP new age of modern bathroom technology. I experienced a predecessor of these new high-tech bidets while traveling in Korea in the early 2000s. A super environmental impact conscious organization in Seoul had squat toilets with no toilet paper, only a hose hanging on the wall of the stall to wash the essential parts. A hose with very high water pressure. And of course, if they don't want you to use paper for wiping, they also do not provide paper for drying. It was all a big surprise, especially the strength of that water pressure. Personally, I am still back in the outhouse and TP era at my place, for which I am grateful. Maybe that will be the subject of another episode of Listener's Voices. Suffice it to say, I am grateful for the toilet paper I buy at our well-stocked, for the time being at least, local grocery store. As for reciprocity, I look at that in the big picture. It isn't always direct. It all comes out in the wash, so to speak. I have given of my time, for example, in major proportions to a dying friend. Obviously, I'm not expecting any reciprocity from him. I have two friends in town who generously make their spare bedrooms available to me for occasions of severe weather or medical procedures which require me to stay in town rather than travel out to my home in the woods. I don't expect ever to have them staying with me out of necessity or any expectation of reciprocity, though they are, of course, welcome to stay with me at any time for the pleasure of hearing the dawn chorus of songbirds or seeing many more stars than they can possibly see in town. It's the expectation of reciprocity that is the problem. Of course, whole cultures are built on this premise, but is something really a gift if it is given with the expectation of something in return? That's more like a bribe. I strive to give freely when inspired to do so, not because of the date on the calendar or any circumstance of expectation from the giftee. And to be conscious of and demonstrative of my gratitude when I am the beneficiary of someone else's generosity, be it of time, material goods, or simply access to something they have. There is an exception, of course, which applies to close personal relationships. The song I stumbled upon and suggested for this episode expresses it. Maybe it all comes out in the wash isn't such a good practice to live by in personal relationships with significant others, especially those cohabiting.
That we've got one child and it grows hungry, and people just aren't learning to be. Listen to the sound, there's a call for help that's getting louder. Plead for justice when none is offered. If a rock gets thrown, the glass will shatter. Listen to the sound. Playing with matches, playing with fire, playing the earth for our own desires. God's not a gun that's up for hire. Listen to the sound. Wrote a letter to the president, but he said God's on our side. Prayed for peace, but hurled this war, and victory will be mine. But I wrote on your plane with matches, plane with fire. Sound, playing with magic.
So that was Fran's response, followed by a song she requested, Playing with Matches by Carrie Newcomer. Do you have any thoughts on gratitude, Sen?
I do. Something that I'm very grateful for is the amount of time that I got to have with my grandparents growing up. And when I would stay the night at my grandparents' house, I would sleep with my grandmother in her bedroom. And because she snored so loudly, she had to have her own bedroom. And in the morning, we would wake up and watch Golden Girls. And it's a fond memory that I have with my grandmother, who I was very, very close with. And I'm very grateful for the time that I had with her. And whenever I hear the Golden Girls theme song, it makes me think of her. And it just makes me feel so warm and happy inside. And the time that I got with her is something that I'm very grateful for. So here is the song that inspired the theme song to Golden Girls. Thank You for Being a Friend by Andrew Gold.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. Ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, well, you would see the biggest gift would be for me and the car. Would say thank you for being a friend. 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 If it's a car you lack, surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need, any time of the day or night. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? For being a friend,
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Let me tell you about a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you
being a friend.
I remember that song well, and I am also thankful for my parents being playing a large part in your life. I think grandparents are extremely important to every community, so I'm happy they were there for you.
Me as well. I feel the time that I had with my grandparents was pivotal to my development and my childhood, and my memories with them is something that I still cherish very much and very, very grateful for. And in terms of community, boy, were they great at creating their own community. They didn't have a lot of family in the area where they lived, and but they had a lot of friends that they made family. And
right, we were very tight.
Mm-hmm. So they made their own community, and they lived by it. It takes a village. So
yes,
yeah, it was wonderful to have those experiences with them.
Well, next we're going to hear our next submission, and it is from Patrick Eller.
Gratitude is a cleansing and revitalizing experience. Fortunately, I have a lot to be grateful for, and there is strength in keeping this in mind. Only thanks. A bolt of lightning races across the southern sky, and thunder rolls over the hills across the valley, and then on north it slowly fades away. For a moment the frogs are quiet in the swamp, and then one by one they begin again until their nightly chorus is once more in full swing. Just a few fireflies drift in and out of the reeds to celebrate a warm, wet, late spring night. It is unlikely that I could have planned it to be this way. The steps that I've taken to arrive at this place were not all as intentional as they might seem. When I think back on it, it is as though my earliest childhood dreams are the life I find myself living now. Every day seems to offer me opportunities to move even closer to the realization of those first motives. Maybe the first visualizations of a child are the purest and most satisfying goals we can reach. With the perspective of age and acceptance of the responsibilities of maturity, we can refine that first daydream, find a life that makes us complete. Like a circle, we move through this living, not a straight line that begins here and ends somewhere else. I was sitting on a hillside with a friend near my home on a sunny day this week. We were just looking down on the beaver pond, enjoying the afternoon breeze, when a bear emerged from the forest at the edge of the water. We were downwind and quite far away, so I don't think the bear knew we were there. But if he did, we were of no concern to him. He moved from the brush and unhurriedly strolled into the water without pausing. It was as if the pond had just happened to be in his path, and it was part of his journey just to cross it. Moving gracefully across the pond, he came out the other side and continued on his way into the trees and out of sight. I am not sure I can explain how this simple thing made me feel. My first thought was of admiration for the ways he moved, easy and graceful. And in this world, he was at home in an environment that he knew well enough to trust. I saw it as a way that I would like to be. We did not go to that hillside to see a bear and learn a simple but profound lesson that only something so wild, free, and at home could show us. But that was where we were. A simple decision to walk a path that is becoming familiar to me brought a wealth I could never have planned for. so many small, seemingly unimportant decisions that I've made. So many plans have not worked out the way I had hoped. So many roads I have taken, not really knowing why, have all led me here to this place that is home to the bear. This place where lightning and thunder move unhindered across the night sky, and the dreams of a child unfold to become a satisfying lifetime that answers the prayers of a man.
Thank you, Patrick. I always enjoy hearing your submissions, and that was followed by The Beatles, In My Life. So on the subject of reciprocity, what are your thoughts on reciprocity, Seneca?
I have a subject that comes to mind. So when I was in college, I was fortunate enough to work at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, working with this sea otter research and conservation program that operates off the roof of the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Rescuing injured sea otter pups or adult females and nursing them back to health and then releasing them back into the Monterey Bay. And something that I greatly enjoyed was, of course, was caring for sea otter pups. And there was a reciprocal relationship that occurred. The sea otters definitely gave us something back by caring for them, and we all just gained so much by caring for these infant sea otters and nursing them back to health and seeing them mature to teenagers and to adulthood and assisting with their release as well. And as Fran had said earlier, reciprocity is kind of, there's nothing expected in return. And in that, it's a genuine gift. And so it was definitely a gift to be able to care for those sea otters, and the compassion and care that they showed us as well for the care that we provided to them was great to receive as well. So it was an interesting example of a reciprocal relationship in which we helped each other, though the sea otters didn't know that they were helping us.
Oftentimes when we give, we have joy in that giving, and perhaps that is how it gives back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm going to play the next submission, which is from Richmond, and he always has some thoughtful things to say.
This is Richmond responding to the prompt, Gratitude, Reciprocity, Community. Attitude with gratitude is the first thing comes to mind. It's something to practice that helps the hard things in life be less so. There are many people, places, things that I feel gratitude for, and many things for which I do not feel gratitude for and would rather avoid. It's important to let people in my life know, friends, family, and others, that I'm grateful for them. And my neighbors in the Bayview Terrace Apartments, being helpful, stopping to chat, being interested in what somebody is saying, is a way of practicing gratitude for the give and take of giving and receiving. Reciprocity. Being in relationship with others, sometimes we give, sometimes we take. Sometimes we are in relationship where we are giving, and those whom we are giving to have nothing to give back. Sometimes what we get back from that transactional act is the joy that comes from the giving without thought for reward. There are also times when being in relationship, we deem that there is not the proper balance of give and take, and resentments may form as the joy of giving wears thin. It happens. Perceptual lack of reciprocity. Moving on. When we offer something and expect nothing in return, the act of generosity may render its own feel-good brain chemistry neurotransmitters aligned towards reciprocity. Of community, perhaps the practice of gratitude and reciprocity are part of that formation. Previous to moving to Two Harbors 4 years ago, I'd never thought of myself as being part of a community. Having lived in Minneapolis for 25 years or so, one neighborhood, one house, with neighbors who were oftentimes my friends, we looked out for each other. We celebrated good times and helped each other through the difficult. Reciprocity. When I moved to Two Harbors, July 2020, I'd made the decision that I wanted to be part of the community. It was an open-ended proposition, and I was unsure how it might evolve. At the time, there was my one friend on the shore, Martha. Martha was instrumental to my moving here, with the invite to visit her in Silver Bay for a couple weeks. During that time, we made excursions from Two Harbors to Grand Marais, taking in the wildness and beauty of the North Shore woods and waters. Within those 2 weeks, my mind was made up, and here we are. The first friend I'd made in Two Harbors was Lana, whom I'd gotten to know over visits for acupuncture. I'd asked if there were any meditation groups I might look into. She suggested the Wild Waters Meditation Group. That was the turning point that initially brought me into the community of Two Harbors. It was during a fall picnic of the Wild Waters group in Brimson where I'd first met Fran. We'd arrived about the same time, introduced ourselves whilst walking from parking area to picnic. Later, during a walk through the woods, Fran and I had some good conversation. Good enough that, sometime later, we got to know each other over coffee at the Vanilla Bean, discussing, amongst other topics, climate change. From there, I was introduced to folks at KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio. Becoming involved in community radio, the Voyagers Art Club, and the Wild Waters Group has brought many friendships bearing forth the sense of community. With the attitude of neighbor helping neighbor, friend helping friend, reciprocity, gratitude. The day before last, I did a good deed. Looking down from my sixth-floor living room window to the sidewalk below, there was a woman walking, and her mittens fell out of her pocket, one, then the other. She kept walking. I've left, lost many an item of clothing and gear to the woods and waters. Losing your pair of mittens or gloves can be a significant loss. I bolted out my apartment door, ran down the six flights of stairs, and caught up to her just as she was entering the building, gave her her mittens. She thanked me. We exchanged names and a smile. Start to finish, the whole thing, from mittens lost to the exchange of name and smile, took maybe 3 minutes. 3 minutes with an outcome that left me, for lack of a better word, joyful. To do something that brings tangible benefit for someone where you get to see it through, start to finish, that has its own reward of gratitude, reciprocity, community.
Thank you, Richmond. We had offered a triple bonus points for anybody who tied gratitude, reciprocity, and community together. Richmond, you won. And I'll let you know what your prize is later in the new year. But thank you very much. I love your contributions, and I thank you for your dedication to the show. He has never missed an episode. In terms of community, Seneca.
It's your turn. You have the
my
thing about
turn.
Community.
Okay, I guess it's my turn to say something about community. I moved up here to Lake Superior with no expectations of having a tight-knit community or knowing people at all. I'd grown up in a very small town, and everybody was pretty close-knit, and I really enjoyed that kind of community. But to my great surprise, I found the tight-knit and kind community of Knife River. Those folks pretty much just took me in, and I've been enjoying their company and being part of the seasons up here on the shore. It's been great. I found another little piece pasted to one of the doors here, and it talked about the values of this radio station. And here I'll play me reading the values of KTWH. Another piece of writing I found on the wall was Values for Two Harbors Community Radio. And it reads, we conduct our work through celebration, be hopeful, generous and capable of fun, accepting of our shared needs and different beliefs. Imagination, be creative, curious and adventurous, going beyond the usual formulas for exploring culture, news and ideas. Participation, be engaged and willing, openly inviting contributions of talent, knowledge and resources from all parts of the community. Cooperation, be accountable, caring and sharing, learning with and from each other and the listeners. We are at our best when we realize that the station and the community are much more than the sum of their parts. Thus, it was agreed upon by unanimous proclamation of the board of the six members present, May 13th, 2014. Can you imagine? All of the things that we've been discussing on this show today are embodied in KTWH Radio, and you can be a part of it too. Thanks for listening.
I treated you like you treat me, you'd run away and cry. You'd be wiping your little eyes. You'd be telling me goodbye and walking out the door. But if you treated me like I treat you,
I would.
I'd be smiling all day long. I'd be singing a happy song,
Emily.
I wouldn't be leaving little teardrops on the floor. Well, didn't you hear that golden rule that they taught you way back in school? And didn't you learn the true meaning? I guess you must have been daydreaming. But if I treated you like you treat me, you'd have left a long time ago. I'd be nothing but a memory. If I treated you like you,
like you
treat me. If I treated you,
don't do it,
like you treat me, you would have left a long time ago.
I'd never leave you, Brenda.
I'd be nothing but a memory.
A sweet memory.
If I treated you like you,
yes, like you treat
me.
That was a song from Brennan Lee, If I Treated You Like You Treated Me. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yes, reciprocity isn't always a positive thing. You better watch out how you treat people, because you might just receive it in return.
I heard somebody just last night say, what did they say?
The laws of karma.
The laws of karma. What you give comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank everybody who submitted to today's show. Richmond, Patrick, Becky, Fran. And our next show is going to air on January 18th. And the prompt for that show is, looking backward, looking forward, what was the most memorable or good about 2024? And or what do you expect in 2025? What gives you hope or sustains you going forward? Please send your submissions to ktwhwriters@gmail.com by Thursday, January 16th, or bring them into the studio in the Harbor Landing Building. Listeners' Voices airs alternate Saturdays at 11 a.m. and is re-aired 9 p.m. on Mondays. If you would like to be on the email list for which we send the prompts out, go ahead and give us a call or write to ktwh@gmail.com and we'll put you on that list. Thank you all for listening. We're going to go out with Alanis Morissette.
Thank you for letting me be a co-host today.
Thank you for being here today. Really
it's
enjoy your
pleasure.
Company.
How about getting off of these antibiotics?
After editing, I ended up with a few minutes to fill, so I'm going to share with you some outtakes of my conversation with my daughter, Seneca. Thank you for your participation and listening to the show. So we were thinking of what we wanted to say in terms of community, reciprocity, and gratitude.
Gratitude makes me think of things that make me happy, things and people and experiences that I'm grateful for, and it puts me in a positive mindset in any situation, and I like to write things that I'm grateful for each day to enforce those things that I'm thankful for and to focus on those positive things. And reciprocity reminds me of a symbiotic relationship that can be seen among species in the wild. It's a form of caring for another, and that care will be returned to you in some way. Community. And then a community, it would be difficult to have a functioning community without gratitude and reciprocity. And those are fundamentals of a healthy, happy community, and treating others with reciprocity helps build
so
relationships.
If it takes a village, and we all are social creatures dependent upon a thriving society, mm-hmm. then community is the expression of reciprocity, I would think. And being grateful
right.
for that.
There
is
we go. The embodiment.
The embodiment.
Embodiment.
That's a word.
Mm.
Embodiment.
58 points.
58 points.
I used all my tiles.
Using all my tiles in Scrabble. So we've been having a Scrabble contest.
Each night, as usual,
we do some sort of competitive thing, and Scrabble's one of our favorite things to do. And each night we play a game of Scrabble, and Seneca has routed me completely on this trip. And this is not common for Scrabble and me.
No.
But,
it's not common
there you
for
go.
Me to win Scrabble either.
I'm being humble about it. And
I'm not.
I'm accepting the growth that is occurring and very excited about this growth in my daughter. Congratulations, honey, for expanded vocabulary, usage of words, and winning each night.
Scrabble.